You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of Mark, chapter 10, and verse 21 to 22. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way. Sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. People usually think that if you are rich, if you have money, it will be easy to be a Christian. They think following Jesus will be easy. I want to say to you that a rich man stands at no advantage when it comes to following Christ. A poor man stands at no disadvantage when it comes to following Jesus. I'm using the word rich and poor in the language in which most people are familiar with. Because in the kingdom of God, there is really no poor person. We are all rich in Christ. But I'm sure you know what I mean. So don't look at people and feel that, oh, their Christian life is going well because they have money. No, it's a lie. This rich man came to Jesus to ask, what must I do to have eternal life? When he had the condition, he could not meet it. He went away sorrowful. Did you know that condition is the same that is given to everybody? Whether you are poor, whether you are rich in this world, if you want to follow Jesus, it is the same condition. Jesus simply told the man, if you want eternal life, you have to deny yourself. You have to take up your cross and then come and be following me. It is the same thing he told his disciples. You must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. It is the same thing he's saying to you and I today. You must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. The reason you are confused and you think that having riches makes Christian life easier is that, unlike this man who went away sorrowful because Jesus did not hide the standard for him, many wealthy people today have come to Jesus, but they were not told of the requirement of Christ. So they look like they are part of us. And so their wealth provide for them some sort of comfort. And so you think that, oh, you see, these people, are they not Christians? And they are having great life. Don't get me wrong. A rich person can follow Jesus. A poor person can follow Jesus. But the demand that will be placed upon their lives is the same. None of them will be at an advantage or disadvantage. Otherwise, God will be partial. And God is not. God is a just God. Sometimes you look at people, you feel that, oh, the reason why their Christian life is growing is because they are in a different country from yours. So maybe you are in America, you think people who are in Africa, the reason why they are serious Christians is because they are in Africa. So also there are people in Africa who think that if they go to countries, Western countries, it will be easier to follow Jesus. There's nothing like being easier or difficult. The demand upon any life that want to follow Jesus is the same. Whether you have money or you don't have money, you must deny yourself. Whether you are rich or poor, you must carry the cross. No matter who you are, no matter the country that you live in, you must follow Jesus. That demand is a demand on anybody. In fact, you may even be a pastor. You may be a Pharisee or a Sadducee. You may be a scribe. You may be a bishop. The demand to truly follow Jesus is the same for everyone. You must deny yourself. You must pick up your cross and you must follow him. Never ever in your mind assume that you are at a disadvantage because you don't have money. And never think that you are at an advantage because you have money. Money provides no advantage nor disadvantage in following Jesus Christ. Money is neutral. It does not give one person an advantage and give another a disadvantage. No, because Jesus will place the same demand on you. In fact, when you are rich, you may have more self to deny, probably than a poor person. But it's just the same demand. It's just the same thing. Everybody must give up on self, must carry their cross and follow Jesus. No advantage, no disadvantage. God is just, and it is worth it to give up all of ourselves for Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.